Wake up and smell the podcast. The Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, that is. That's the title.
Hello, do you like the word content? Then pop down your pen and pop down your pants.
Each episode we have a guest with a problem and we get to the heart of it. Or do we mean arse of it?
I'm Claire Cares. Did someone say Reiki Angel Level 3? No, well I've got a direct hotline to Archangel Michael.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, a man of medicine, logic and a lovely high school photo.
So sit back, relax and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast. Teach me. Allow me to be taught.
Now let me just surround you with angels so you feel a bit lighter.
Make some buttons and make the buttons so they don't fit anything that you
want. I've run out of talcum powder. Happy now?
And you'll need them, of course, when you go abroad.
Train spotting. Was that triggering for you?
She's 85. She's in the ocean.
It turns out my lungs are absolutely fine. It's my personality.
Hello, it's Benjamin Jones here, a doctor of medicine and a doctor of Edison. Premier League Manchester City goalkeeper. He's a regular customer of mine.
You probably shouldn't disclose that. Okay, and imagine me as a farmhand and now stop because I'm a radio presenter and one of the best healers in this room. It's Claire Cares.
That was written down, wasn't it, Claire?
Yes, because I've got professional. I took a course in being more professional and I think it's paid off. Get ready for a very professional show from Claire Cares on the radio. Good day to everybody. And I believe we've got a guest here.
A good guest.
Oh, flipping how I stumbled. Can I do go again?
Joining us today, we have...
John Adams.
John Adams.
John Adams.
He's not been on the course. He's a civilian. He's not a professional DJ. But he's got, you know, a lovely attitude.
People say that about me. Dr. Ben, I don't know if you should respond... Sorry. Dr. Ben, I don't know if you should refer to your... To Edison as a customer. I don't think doctors have customers.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that advice.
I think they have patients, famously.
Mm. Well, I famously refer to my patients as customers.
Right.
Yes. But yes, we'll put it in the comments box and we'll discuss it at the end of the month. Mm. Thank you, Tom.
Well already
John.
An insight.
Yeah, but what I famously call all my guests Tom.
Oh, well.
It's one of his quirks. John and Tom, not too far alike, are they?
I have a lot of customers called Tom at the clinic. That's what I can say. Oh, God.
A happy customer is... okay. So, John... We want to make you another happy customer of ours. What's the problem?
When I was a child, no one liked me.
Ah, and now? Yes.
Not sure.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as it were.
Yeah.
Friendless little boy.
Yeah.
So, how old was you as a child?
I was approximately... I was approximately 0 to 18.
Yes. Okay.
Officially, but I would say the period I'm talking about is more from 4 until about 9 or 10.
And why were you so unlikable? Were you an ugly little thing?
Well, I don't think I was, actually.
Because now?
Very much so.
Well, no, now, lovely. Lovely.
Thank you for saying that.
As shiny as a button.
Yeah, I am quite shiny today. I always polish my face before I leave the house.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Childhood.
So it started at roughly 4 years of age. That's probably around about the time you started school. Who was your favourite and least favourite teacher?
Well, I didn't have anybody who was the same, both of those things.
Yeah.
I would say that Mrs. Piddock was my favourite.
Okay.
But there was a teacher I was quite scared of. I think it was called something like Mrs. Hayton. I didn't like her very much, but I'd never actually had her.
So you liked all of the misters?
No, they were both misses.
Okay.
Miss Piddock.
Miss Piddock.
Miss Hayton.
Miss Hayton.
Okay, so what did you like about Miss Piddock?
I think she was just always really nice to me. Mm-hmm. And we did a project on the Victorians, which I really enjoyed. Mm. Also, I remember learning my alphabet from the alphabet she put up around the room, and I just kept reciting it over and over again.
Was it like colourful pictures?
Yeah, there were colourful pictures. We were in a portrait cabin, though, which got very hot in the summer and very cold in the winter.
I'm building a real picture here. Was the W a whale? It often is.
Yes, I think it was, yeah.
Mm. And was the T a train? It often is.
Yes, maybe with a tree as well. Mm. It might have had more than one example.
Okay, great.
What was the B?
I was a B. Mm.
Thank you.
It's a textbook.
A B on here stands for bottom.
So that's why you liked Miss Piddock. Now, why did you not like the other one? Is it Mrs. Haiti?
Yes, let's say. Why not?
What did Mrs. Haiti do?
She always had quite strict hair.
Okay.
Very dark hair, very scary hair.
Was she strict on the pupils' hair?
Yeah. As I said, she wasn't my teacher, but she always struck me as being quite strict. I didn't like her as much.
Was she a part-time witch, do you know?
I think she might have been. She certainly dressed as one. Mm. She was at the classroom on the end, and they always felt like they were a naughty class. I was never in a naughty class. Mm.
Why was you pottering about this teacher when she wasn't even your teacher?
Mm. I was just aware of her.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't really have a teacher that I hated during that time, though.
So what made school so unhappy for you? Was it the other children?
Yes. Hmm. I didn't like them, and they didn't like me. Hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, there's more of them than there is of you.
Yeah.
Which probably means that perhaps you were the problem.
Yes! Why didn't you fit in?
I don't know, you know. I think maybe because I was too special.
Ah, were you slow? Were you fat? Were you, you know... Were you both?
I was definitely slow at running. Mm. You know, some children are really fast at running. I was never fast.
Ah, oh, best in my class. It's not about me today, but I was the best in my class. There was only one little runt that beat me. Very unhappy home life.
Really?
Mm. And that is his real name, so.
Okay.
Mm. So dear.
But I...
Adopted.
Adopted. Mm. Was he?
This isn't about... I suppose. Carry on.
Mm. I was never very good at running, and whenever I tried to do running races, I always came last. And I spoke to my dad about it, and he said, you just need to try harder. It's really hard because I was always trying.
Yes. And did you ever shit yourself on the runs?
No, I never shit myself, actually.
That's very brave.
Mm. Yeah, thank you.
Could have been worse. I like to look at the worst case scenario.
Which was?
Pooping yourself.
Oh, yeah, that is always the worst, isn't it?
So it must have been difficult when you were trying to run from the bullies, but of course you were so slow.
Indeed, yeah.
And what happened when they caught up with you?
Well, often that was the worst bit, is that they were quite apathetic, so they never really bothered to chase me.
Oh, oh dear.
But we did have some nice toys, wooden toys, that we were allowed to play on.
Okay.
But we were only allowed to play on certain days.
And did you play with these toys on your own?
No, I just felt too shy about going on them.
Okay.
Wooden toy, to go on a wooden toy?
Yeah, they were like quite big wooden toys.
Your horses, etc.
Etc. Mm-hmm. The PTA has raised money to get them.
That's lovely.
And to have them cemented into the floor.
What other wooden animal apart from horses there?
I think there may have been some sort of hippo, actually.
Oh, that's...
Horse, that's, maybe a small...
That's big funding. Mm. That is big funding.
Mm, big, a lot
because
of jumble
Because a hippo
sets.
Is, you know, 16 times... bigger than a horse. That's a lot. Right? That's a lot of wood.
Is that actually right?
Mm, that's to scale.
And sometimes those horses, of course, are hollow, as we know from Troy.
Mm. Yes, well, quite. And a whale? Not.
The doctor will see you now.
So, Dr. BJ?
Well, John, obviously, what we've learned from you so far is that you're very slow. And maybe that was the thing that separated you from other kids. So perhaps... You could learn to be faster at other things. For example, could you teach me how to text fast?
Yes, I could do that.
So that could have been something when you were at school where you could show off to the other kids. And you could say, well, look
how
fast...
Show off to the other kids?
Show off.
Oh.
And you could say, look how fast I can text.
Yeah. You know, can you plait a hair?
No.
Well, something to learn and then show off about that.
But how would I show that off?
Well, you learn to plait and then you plait a hair.
But no one would want me to plait their hair.
Well, no, if you're damn fast.
There we go again.
Would.
There we go again, Claire. No one would want me to plait their hair. No one was running after me.
Mm.
Why did you want people to run after you?
I didn't.
Oh.
But
he's gone up the garden path though, that one. I'm just going to put my phone on charge.
Oh, that seems wildly unprofessional.
Okay, Claire comes back in the room, reporting for business.
Oh, welcome, Ben.
And I say, I don't worry about that, actually. I lost confidence. It just goes to show that even me, a broadcasting queen, can lose confidence. You have to ask yourself, you know, you, a sort of a short man, you know, of course it's going to hit you. Of course it is, because society doesn't, you know, applaud people like you. Yeah?
No.
Looks or personality?
Mm-hmm. No.
No. So, I mean, of course you're on the back foot.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with that? Run slowly on the back foot? I don't think so.
No.
No, you're going to jog fast and say you're a jogger.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's a metaphor.
That is a metaphor, isn't it? I'm a jog fast.
Mm.
Who was your best friend at school?
I didn't have one. Weren't you listening at the beginning?
No friends.
No, not really.
Not even the...
Stinky Janet?
Yeah, Stinky Janet, or the janitor, or the chef. Dinner lady?
No. Well, yeah, some dinner ladies were actually quite nice.
That's good.
Yeah, but there was one who was really old. I didn't like her at all.
No.
I feel very sad by this childhood, but what I will say is it's now, maybe this has been your biggest blessing, because a lot of pop stars, rock stars, you know, successful vloggers were bullied at school.
Three main things. Yeah.
Chefs.
Pop stars and vloggers.
Chefs and, you know, what? Sort of successful antiques collectors, whatever. People that have really excelled in life, okay? They've done so because people were a little mean to them at the start, and they've said to themselves, internal monologue, I'll show you, Sandra, for example. That was a girl who's mean. It is a girl
she was mean to me.
Yes. Of course, she was jealous, of course, you know. Yeah. So if anyone is being bullied, and to your smaller self, if you want to talk to your smaller self, we'll do that role play in a minute.
Oh, we do that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We bloody will, actually.
Who's ever done that?
John, we're going to do it in
a
minute.
We're going to do it.
Oh,
but let me just say, for any listeners who are being bullied, it gets better. And that can be your biggest saviour to prove yourself in the world and end up with a net worth of more than £100,000 per year. What are you on? Oh, dear.
I don't know about net worth. I don't know what my net worth is.
Oh, it's probably big.
Yeah.
I've seen your outfit and it's absolutely glorious.
What's your emotional worth?
The thing, isn't it? Not very much.
Hmm.
We're going to get that up. We are going to get... Imagine a figure, double it, add 16 and triple 1,000. Okay? And that's your emotional worth by the end of the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What just wrecked the psych?
What just wrecked the psychology? I think I can help here, John.
Yes?
I found a list here of psychology questions.
Oh.
And I'll just pick one up random and ask you that now.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, one second. Psychology, what just wrecked the mic? Continue.
Did I ever tell you about my prom experience?
Your what experience?
Prom experience.
No, are you American?
No.
Well, go on, tell us.
So I've never told you.
No.
Okay, that's interesting. Are you currently trying to lose or gain weight?
Lose.
Ah, now that is interesting. Claire Gaz.
I think you look lovely. Back to you.
Thanks, Claire.
Did that make you feel emotionally better?
It did actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe by 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And John, I think you've got a lovely, bubbly personality.
Oh, that's so nice.
If I had a dinner party, I would not hesitate to invite you round for supper.
Oh,
as part of the party.
Sure. I assumed that supper wasn't a separate meal.
Yes, no.
Meal,
yeah. No, in front of any guests.
A meal after the dinner party.
No, because I can't eat two dinners. I have done, but I shouldn't.
Is that what you want, John? Do you want two dinners?
Yes.
Mm.
I want dinner to never stop.
Okay. I think we're finding some issues here now, Claire. What was home life like?
Very, very loving.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally... I would misbehave.
Mm-hmm.
Once I pushed a boy into a flower pot and I was spanked.
Wow.
What a lovely sentence.
Why did you push him into the flower pot?
Because we were at a neighbourhood party.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old are you?
5 or 6.
How did you get invited?
With my family.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it was the job I was given to hand out crisps.
Mm-hmm.
But on this occasion, I was asked to share my duties with this other boy who I'd not met before.
Share your crisps.
To share the crisp giving out. It wasn't having crisps, it was delivering crisps,
mm-hmm.
handing around crisps, which is a lovely gift of a job to give to a young person.
Yes, sharing is caring, and I'm Claire Sharing. Okay, carry on.
And so when I thought we were in a secluded part of the patio, I pushed her into a flower pot. Unfortunately, what I didn't realise is the patio was outdoors, as was everybody else. Everybody saw and I was told off.
Mm. But he made it through. He made it through.
I guess so. I haven't heard from him since.
No.
I feel terrible about it every day.
So far, it's quite difficult to feel sorry for you, John.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh.
There does seem to be lots of reasons of why you were so lonely.
The flower pot?
The flower pot is certainly one of them.
Personality, I suppose.
Yes. The fact that you didn't want to be chased, but then seem angry that you wasn't chased.
Mixed messages.
Do you think you just want to be miserable?
Yes.
You want to be hated?
Yes.
Oh, right. Well, that was easy enough.
Well, I guess it's goodbye from us. No, only kidding. We've got a bit more work to do here on the field.
Why do you want to be hated? Is it a turn-on?
Is it a terminal?
Turn-on.
A turn-on.
Is it terminal?
Is it terminal? No, I don't think so. Or maybe.
Do you know what I think it is, Dr. BJ?
What?
Sometimes young men can't let love in. Okay.
Mm.
For whatever reason, they can't let love in. They're closed off from the heart chakra, because of incidents when they were young, which would all tick, 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 tick along. And they can't let love in. So I would do some breathing exercises, some pranayama.
What's
yoga,
that?
Pranayama yoga.
Oh, would I like that?
Pranayama, and then just your breathing exercises, and you look in front of the mirror every day, you focus on your heart chakra, which is by your heart, surprise, surprise, Claire Curse is not without humour, and you just say to yourself, I, John, what's your surname?
Adams.
I, John Adams, accept love into my life.
I have to say that out loud.
Yes, 100 times.
100 times?
Per day.
Per day?
Mm. But John?
Yeah? But John?
John, you think you've not got time? But have you got time to lead a life without love?
Well, at the moment, yeah.
Well, you should. No, that's the wrong answer. It should be no.
Okay, no.
What's the greatest? What's the greatest emotion on earth? What's the greatest power? What's the greatest force for change on earth? Sex, but apart from that, it's love. Jingly, jingly, listen.
What do you like to do for fun?
I really struggle with that, actually, Dr. BJ.
I thought you might say that.
Yeah. I don't do anything for fun.
Ping pong? Bulls.
Neither of those, actually, at the moment.
Well, maybe give them a try.
It just, you know, this is quite difficult to establish why, how we can help you.
This is the most, I've just told you, this is the most open and shut case, the heart chakra mantras.
100 a day.
Well, what okay. Start with 25.
Start with 25.
What is the phraseology I have to use?
You can find your own words for it, but it's something like that.
So you choose your own words. Try it now.
What? Say whatever you like.
No.
Say whatever you like 25 times in a row. Mm. Just do it once now, though.
What is it? I will let love in?
I'm not afraid to let love in.
I'm not afraid to let love in.
I let love in.
I let love in.
Ding, 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 bring it in.
Ding, 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 bring it in. I have to say that 25 times.
You know, you make it your own.
Well, what if somebody heard me do that? I'd be very embarrassed.
Well, yeah, but you're used to people seeing you do questionable things. Take the flower pot boy, of course.
That's true.
Oh, that is true, actually, yeah.
Is someone going to judge a young, bald man trying to make life better for himself?
I don't know. They might do. People are very...
Well, that's another thing. Just get used to it. Get used to it, cowboy, because you're going to shake things up and you're going to make a difference in your life. And if people don't like that, you're going to tell them to get lost, boy.
Relationships.
Have you had any relationships? Have you ever had a...
No, nothing concrete, really.
No?
No.
Why do you think that is?
Because I'm a bit slutty.
Oh, so you've had a lot of sex?
Well, I don't know about that.
Tell us about it. Open up. Come on.
Well, no, but I would say there have been times when that seemed more accessible.
Mouth stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Let love in. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that's what I was doing at the time.
There's a different word for that. Fun. Or vulgar. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Well, so that is what you like to do for fun, then, isn't it? You like to meet people and have very, very brief encounters. So that's what you do for fun. We've established something that you do.
Well, that's something.
Lovely.
That is something. And
you like dinners.
Oh, and I like dinner as well.
And you like dinners.
Not at the same time.
No. Well, yeah.
One time I was with a girl and she was in a hotel and she went to the bathroom and she had some strawberries and I put them all around my penis. Mm. And then when she came out, I thought that would be a good thing. And she came out and she didn't like that idea at all.
Oh, no.
And so I had to pick them off one by one whilst apologising.
Claire Care's still here broadcasting for you. This is an open shut case. I've told you about the heart chakra. Have you got any recommendation?
Well,
I can't wait for this. I really can't.
The only thing that I can think at the minute, John, which I think you've almost accepted, is that you want to be lonely.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't really know why you're here, other than the fact that
you asked me to come.
Well, we asked. You know, you asked to come because of your asshole smell.
It stinks.
So if you actually want to be lonely, then I'm not sure if that is the problem. Because you've got what you wanted, so there must be something else going on here.
But sometimes what we think we want isn't what we want.
Do you think that's true? Sometimes I find that with a sandwich at lunchtime.
You think you want tuna?
I'd never want tuna.
No.
So
different example.
So you're at the sandwich counter, and you've got a...
Counter? Where do you go for lunch? You've got a...
Greg's.
You've got a BLT,
yeah.
A ham and cheese, cheese and onion,
like cheese, yeah.
Smoked salmon and cream cheese.
Like have you that. Mentioned pickle? Have
chicken.
You mentioned pickle?
I don't like pickle.
Oh, don't mention pickle.
What are you going for?
Sometimes I'll go, well, I just follow my hankerings, but often if I'm in Pret-a-Manger, that just leads me to the super club.
The super club. And do you ever regret it?
He wants to be part of the club. He wants to be part of the club.
Thank you, Claire Cares.
Thank you.
So that's absolutely fantastic, Claire Kearse. For the first time that I've known you, I'm actually impressed.
Wow.
You've never been part of a club, so every day, lonely little John Adams pops himself off the Pret and he buys a super club.
Yeah. One, that's not good for you, all that bread.
Yeah, I know. That's why I know it's not good for me.
And that's the parallel. It's not good for you, all that bread. And it's not good for you to want to yearn to be in a club but not be honest with yourself and not let love in. Mm. I'm clapping myself today. No one else. Thank you.
What if I told you that every Tuesday afternoon, Claire Kearse and I and my customer Edison, we all get together and we all play a prayer and we have a super club sandwich and we all go
ping pong.
Isn't it great to be in this super club?
Yeah. And also then we also play ping pong.
Is it like a supper club?
Yeah.
A super club.
It's a super club.
She said I should come round.
There's room for one more.
Oh, well, I don't know if I want to be part of that.
Oh, club. John. Let love in.
Let it in.
Let love in.
Is that your mantra? Love in.
Ding, ding, ding. Let love in.
Well, someone's knocking at the door.
It's love.
Postcode lottery.
John, welcome to the club. And you know what? You'll never be rejected here. It is £5 subs. You have to bring that every week. But if you bring the £5, you'll never be rejected here.
Oh, really? That's good value.
And do you like taking pictures for Instagram?
What do you mean?
Well, every week when we meet, we take a funny snap of us in a different position or doing something fun and silly, tongues out, or, you know, once Dr. Benjamin Jones raised his middle finger. Haven't forgot it.
Strawberries around it.
I did. Didn't go down well. So you don't want to part, this club?
He does. He does.
I feel like I'm being convinced to join.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Is this a jingle?
I don't know why we're still talking, because as far as I'm concerned, I solved this about 4 minutes ago. You're blocked off, you're going to do the heart chakra mantras, and you're going to come to supper club. So I guess we'll wrap this up.
Are we done?
Yeah.
What's happened then?
Well, he's going to do his heart chakra things.
Why?
He's got two new friends and he's going to love him. And really, that's the answer for all of us.
Lovely.
I'm really happy with the results. I don't know what Dr. Benjamin Jones is thinking, because I think I've really solved this one. He's acting like nothing's been done. It's like I've cleaned your whole front yard. Yeah, I holidayed in America. And you've come home, you found a safety pin on it that you've put there.
I'd say I'm not sure what the problem was. But I'm not sure what you've solved.
I'd say you're talking absolutely. I'd say you need your bottom clearing up. The problem was he was scared to let love in.
Mm. And you know you're going to let love in.
Well.
He was scared to let love in. because of his childhood, and now he knows he's got to let love him.
Okay.
That's another case solved.
I think it's a case solved for Claire Cares. I think your bottom smells a lot fresher after this, if you don't mind me saying so.
I guess what we see in others, we also hold true in ourselves.
That's true, definitely.
Mm. Well, thank you so much, John, for coming in. And thank you to us as well, really.
Thank you to us.
Big time, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you got anything to say?
Thank you to you.
Yes.
Both of you.
Thank
you. Such kind invitations.
Thank you.
And
you had a very mild smelling bottom. That's, you know.
Thank you for that.
That's okay.
And lovely head.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Probably our cleanest customer.
Mm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's something, isn't it?
Mm.
I should probably believe in myself a bit more.
Really?
That's nice.
Touch me.
Seriously, guys, you've got to like the podcast and subscribe to it and review it. I'm really serious, actually. Could you please just do that?
He's not fucking around and he means it when he says he really would like you to behave like that and to have put the effort in, because we have.